Jess's Daily Devotional, brought to you by your Encouraging Spirit FM on Good Morning Radio. Available wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts and in the Spirit FM app. Just look for Jess's Daily Devotional.
James 1 verses 2 through 4 tells us that when we face trials of any kind, we have the opportunity to count it all joy. Count it all joy. Yep, you heard me correctly. James straight up wrote, when you face various trials, do so joyfully. I'm not sure about you, but that can be hard to do because let's be real, suffering stinks. However, since this verse exists, we should look and see what's going on. As a Christian, we understand that we're not exempt from suffering or pain, but what does it mean to count it all joy? James isn't saying fake it until you feel it or hide how you're actually feeling. He's saying that when we go through trials, we should do so joyfully because ultimately it produces patience, endurance, and stronger faith. Our trials are not pointless. God knows all things and is working in every situation, even the most painful situations. We can count it all joy because we are being made more like Jesus. Today, we're so used to having what we want quickly, hungry, pop something in the microwave. Forget to buy a gift? It's cool. Amazon Prime got you. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with microwaves or Amazon Prime. But as a society, we're used to convenience, quick answers, and shortcuts. Suffering doesn't come with an easy answer. You can't skip it or ignore it. You just have to endure it. When we face these trials and face moments of suffering, something crazy happens. Our faith is tested and grown. Instead of seeing trials as bad things, we can look at them as opportunities to become more like Jesus. In those moments when we turn to Jesus as our hope and endurance, we are able to fight another day. That's how we count it all joy through trials. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus because Jesus is our joy.